Dane Meyer and his sister Kathleen Meyer discussed their late father Donald Meyer as a part of StoryCorps' residency in Indianapolis. Kathleen wants to know how Dane's behavior affected his relationship with their father Donald.
I think if he'd lived long enough, he probably would have been happy with who I became. As a kid, I tried doing stuff to please him, and I never seemed to do anything right. And stuff that I thought was innocent, like, just set him off. I was never really in serious trouble with the law. There were things. I remember one time that I probably was justified in being really, really mad at me. Do you remember the sandbox in the grape arbor in Bancroft?
Oh, I'd never forget that. I still have the picture of you and I sitting in the sandbox with the grape arbor over us. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Dad had caught me pyromania things, setting off stuff with fire, and it was okay. I just won't get caught. There's balls of fire coming up in the backyard, and Dad's not going to see it. But I used to play with army men, and I at one time constructed this labyrinth of tunnels and caves, and invested all the army men in an elaborate setup with the culmination that all the caves had aluminum foil and all the caves were filled with gasoline.
I remember that now.
And I decided to set off the grand conflagration, and I touched it off, and as soon as I touched it off, I looked, and there's Dad coming out the back door. And I didn't know quite what to do, but as he just saw me with matches. I hadn't set off. He came running toward me, and just as he got on the other side of the grape arbor and started to jump over the sandbox, things went off. And I mean, went off. I mean, I pictured I had just killed Dad in a ball of fire. And kind of like some action movie, he came through the other side, minus eyebrows and eyelashes and pieces of hair and all of that. And he chased me all the way to the edge of the little side yard by the garage. And he stood about 3 feet away from me, just trembling. And it was like, if he touches me, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And I saw my brief life flash before my eyes. And he just looked at me and he shook his head, never, ever, 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 ever again, never, ever, ever, and just walked away.
Wow. Now, I remember Daddy as being a hitter at times.
Yeah.
That's great control.
Yeah, because Dad hit me one time. This was after Michael was born.
His first grandchild.
His first grandchild. And I got accused, and he was in a really bad mood, and sometimes he would push it. He wouldn't, it was almost like somebody poking a finger in your chest and prodding. And he got really upset, and he was upset that I had done something like drank the milk. It was something absolutely had nothing to do with it. And by then, I'm as big as I am now, or bigger. And he started shoving me, and he started pushing me. And I actually instinctively drew back, and he says, "You think you're so bad?" I knocked Dad down and threw a door.
Oh, dear. Okay, I didn't know this had ever happened.
I hit Dad.
And you remember how old you were?
About 15.
Okay.
And I hit him, and the door flew open, and he flew down the hall in front of the bathroom. And he got up, and he looked at me, and he said, "You'd have never done that if you weren't right." And he, no retaliation.
Really?
No comeback. No, I'm going to beat you to death. Nothing. And that was probably one of the most epiphanous moments I'd had with Dad in my life, because I'd had never, you said, he had pretty much a temper. And if he hadn't pushed me, I'd have never pushed back. But I didn't push back. I hit him. And I hit him hard enough to knock him off his feet.
And that was probably the only time you ever did?
I've never touched him before or since.
Okay.
Produced by J.D. Gray, with interviews recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. At StoryCorps.org.
StoryCorps is made possible locally by IUPUI, Indiana's Urban Health and Life Sciences campus, where impact is made. More at iupui.edu. And by the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana Authors Award, a program of the Indianapolis Public Library Foundation, proud to support local sponsorship of StoryCorps.